From a loathsome mouth, semi in the South Pacific, corner of my studio.
In our reading of what is property that follows, we should always add to his descriptions and conclusions the words underclass. We should consider that the fact of slavery dominates everything. Whether the state places you in the box citizen, who are the ones he means by the people, I think, citizen or not, we are now getting clearer on why slavery of any kind must be ended for all of us to have a spirituality that lasts, as Prince puts it in the song The Future, which is from his album Batman. That is, we must be owned only by ourselves. Quote from Proudhon, this hypothesis of the perversion of justice in our minds and as a necessary result in our acts becomes a demonstrated fact when it's shown that the opinions of men have not borne a constant relation to the notion of justice and its applications, that at different periods they have undergone modifications. In a word, that there has been progress in ideas. Now, that is what history proves. That is what history proves by the most overwhelming testimony. 1800 years ago, what's called the Western world, I'm including that, what's called the Western world under the rule of the Caesars exhausted itself in slavery, superstition, and voluptuousness. The people, intoxicated and, as it were, stupefied by their long-continued orgies, had lost the very notion of right and duty. War and dissipation by turns swept them away. Usury and the labor of machines, that is, of slaves, and that's Proudhon's parenthetical clarification, and the labor of machines, that is, of slaves, by depriving them of the means of subsistence, hindered them from continuing the species. And I think I'm going to read that one more time because it feels like I need to absorb it again. 1800 years ago, the world, or what's called the Western world, under the rule of the Caesars, exhausted itself in slavery, superstition, and voluptuousness. The people, and again, I believe he means by this the citizens, because that's who's written up in those texts he is absorbed in. The people, intoxicated and, as it were, stupefied by their long-continued orgies, had lost the very notion of right and duty. War and dissipation, by turns, swept them away. Usury and the labor of machines, that is, of slaves, usury and the labor of machines, that is, of slaves, by depriving them of the means of subsistence, hindered them from continuing the species. Barbarism sprang up again. Barbarism sprang up again in a hideous form. And I think we would write this a bit differently, but never mind. I consider barbarism the system of class, but let's continue. Barbarism sprang up again in a hideous form from the mass of corruption and spread like a devouring leprosy over the depopulated provinces. The wise foresaw the downfall of the empire, but could devise no remedy. What could they think, indeed? To save this old society, it would have been necessary to change the objects of public esteem and veneration, to change the objects of public esteem and veneration, and to abolish the rights affirmed by a justice purely secular. Forgive the pausing here, but it's been a long time since I typed that. And in my current circumstances, it has been hard for me to reread and process what I had written over a year ago. But this is bringing some stuff up for me that we're probably, or at least I probably will have to unpack, but we'll just do our best and move forward with it. The wise foresaw the downfall of the empire, but could devise no remedy. What could they think, indeed? To save this old society, it would have been necessary to change the objects of public esteem and veneration, and to abolish the rights affirmed by a justice purely secular. They said, quote, Rome has conquered through her politics and her gods. Any change in theology and public opinion would be folly and sacrilege. Rome, merciful toward conquered nations, though binding them in chains, spared their lives. Slaves are the most fertile source of her wealth. Freedom of the nations would be the negation of her rights and the ruin of her finances, unquote. And I have a comment. When we discuss this point, I'm pausing because I'm thinking about his words. The wise foresaw the downfall of the empire, but could devise no remedy, because to save the old society, they would have had to change the objects of esteem, abolish the rights affirmed by a purely secular justice. So I'm questioning this in my mind. I mean, he's setting us up to understand the context for the coming of Jesus. In a sense, the reason for the coming of Jesus. To return to the minds of people who had lost it. And we're arguing, lost it because they lost themselves. That's what slavery means. So he's saying that people lost themselves, but he's saying it in the opposite way by saying, or the flip side, by saying people lost a concept of justice that was beyond the purely secular concept, and that needed to be returned to us. And I'm struck. Because this was Jesus' message, and it's also the message of Prince, right? Which is, and I'm upset because of that 1800-year gap. So you feel my sense of urgency here, you know? And you feel Prince's words in that song, the future We need a spirituality that lasts.
Somewhere in the south, Pacific.